Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, it's Jeff and Jeremy here for the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I got a question for you guys. Are you a part of a conspiracy? Now, this word has kind of a little bit of a loaded meaning in our culture, but I'm reading a book called Conspiracy, and it's really a fun book. It's by Ryan Holiday, and it's about that crazy event that happened when Peter Thiel, the famous tech investor, teamed up with Hulk Hogan, the famous wrestler, to take down a massive multimedia giant called Gawker through about a 10-year conspiracy. It's a crazy story, has nothing to do with fatherhood except for this. When I was reading the introduction of the book, the author made this statement. It really got me thinking about fatherhood. He said, he talks about this word conspiracy, and he's like, it's got so many negative connotations in our culture. We always think conspiracies are bad. And then he kind of pushes back on that perspective. He says, perhaps we have too few conspiracies, not too many. I was like, what? Too little scheming rather than too much. What would happen if more people took up plotting, coordinating, how to eliminate what they believe are negative forces and obstacles and tried to wield power in an attempt to change the world? We could almost always use more boldness and less complacency. We could use less telegraphing of our intentions or ambitions and see what secrecy, patience, and planning might accomplish. We could use a little more craziness and disruption even from the people we disagree with. So anyway, I was like, whoa, that's a really interesting way to think about conspiracy. In fact, yeah. You know, he's just saying conspiracy is just when people get together and decide to change the world. And obviously there's a secrecy to it, but a lot of times the hiddenness of it is just the fact that they're operating in coordination with one another. And not everybody can see exactly how that works. This really made me think about the garden, you know, because I realized that one of the opposites of conspiracy is passivity. And one of the things we talk about a lot is that in our story, in the origin story of men, is our father, first father, Adam. And the problem that he exhibited was one of passivity, right? There was a snake in the garden. It lied to his wife, and it brought down humanity. And it's really important that we, as men, are rooted in the story that probably the thing that we're going to do that hurt the world the most is be passive. That our complacency is going to let evil run rampant. And one of the greatest examples of this was a group of philosophers got together for multiple years to just discuss the real cause of the Holocaust. And I remember I was really surprised when I read that their response to the cause was, it's too easy to say Hitler because there's crazy genocidal sociopaths in every culture. They don't always get to the point where they lead the nation or the world into destruction. How did that happen? And they finally got back to a famous quote by Edmund Burke, where he said that all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. I thought, wow, these philosophers, they just put their finger right on the thing that Genesis 3 is trying to tell men. And that is, if you want to watch the world get destroyed, it's your complacency that's going to destroy it. And so I was just really challenged by this book and thinking, hey, dads, are you part of a conspiracy to change the world? Like, what are you so concerned about that you're willing to coordinate lots and lots of effort around solving those problems? And I thought that was kind of a novel kind of way to think about conspiracy. But what does that
start for
you?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I didn't even know you were reading that book. I read that book last year. I love that book. It's so good.
Oh, you did?
And it's so like it's riveting. So I love Ryan Holiday. He's incredible. Brilliant writer, journalist. Yeah, it's awesome. And it's such a cool story. And it's riveting because I'm like, man, this is the story. Not that story specifically, but I mean, like, it's riveting because when someone has such a long play and conspires, it's like, you're like, oh, that's that man, that the work, the ingenuity, the genius, the planning, the strategy. And that's what I think we need to realize is that's actually kind of a cool creative word we should think about fatherhood of, like, we're conspiring. That's all it means, right? We sometimes have this like JFK conspiracy thing. It's like, no, conspiracy just means to conspire, usually against something. And we're conspiring as fathers against pushing back darkness and evil and you know, and being in the mission of God to bring his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. And so, yeah, we're conspiring. And no one ever did a conspiracy. No one ever pulled off a conspiracy by just kind of sitting on the couch watching a football game, right? You have to actually, like, right. It's more like the opposite of, like, you know, that classic movie picture of, you know, someone with all the newspaper clippings and all the red yarn, you know, going all across. And, like, it's like you have to actually be very strategic to be able to pull off a conspiracy. And I kind of get this boardroom feel, you know, again, of everyone in a circle. I'm just like, that's a really cool picture of, like, fatherhood, of family, of marriage, of, like conspire to change the world, to turn the world upside down. And the cool part is Jesus kind of pulled off the biggest, not conspiracy in the myth untruth way, but conspiracy in the way of, like, he conspired and had a plan that was a plot that was strategic, that very much he even says, man, be quiet, shh, don't tell the demons, you know, and stuff like, don't tell my name. Like, right. It was very much like there was that tone is in the scripture. Like, I'm going to pull off something that's going to blow your mind and you need to keep it quiet. That sounds like he was conspiring. So I think, yeah, it sounds to me like I agree that book was phenomenal, and that Peter Thiel took the long play. Like, it was you read that book and you were just blown away at his play of, like, wow, wow. He took the long play financially and time, decade, you know?
Yeah.
And again, what would it look like if we did that as father? So that's the encouragement, guys, is you have, you know, we're kind of playing loosely with the definition, but you have a conspiracy to step into. And that, to me, inspires me, fires me up to go out and conspire against darkness, against the world, against bad pictures of family and bad pictures of fatherhood. And that is your mission today. Are you willing, and whatever the Mission Impossible thing is, to accept it, or else it'll self-destruct? But yeah, that's all we got for you guys. And we hope you're encouraged. Hey guys, we know it's really challenging to try to build your family team when all the tools you've grown up with or seen essentially are aimed at only helping develop family members as a collection of individuals. That's why we launched FamilyTeams.com, where you can find all the tools we've developed with tons of resources at different price points, free courses, videos, writings, etc., that help you build up and transform you and your family into a multi-generational team on mission. Check out all the resources we have over at FamilyTeams.com.